มโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะนะโมตัสสะภะคะวะโตอะระหะโตสัมมาสัมพุทธัสสะ Thank you. Please be seated. We're going to look at a video clip. Children and staff. With children and staff. How many people meditate in England? Who's in Ada? I just want to know, okay, those of you at the back, can you see this? You can't see it. Oh, I'm sorry. How can we solve this problem? You can't see this. Okay. I think we are going to do like this. Those of children, maybe a few rows. When we watch, okay, the video clip on the projector, maybe I invite you to come to the front and watch it, okay? Okay. About how many rows? How many rows? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. From here, can you see? Can you see if there's anything on the... You can't see. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7. Just for a moment, okay, when you are watching the video, maybe you can go in and sit on the floor. Just maybe for 3 minutes, just a short while, then you can come back to your seat. Would that be okay? Okay, come on, row by row. Which row you're starting? Maybe this row. Supervisor, can you pompong this here lady? Supervisor, okay. Okay, row by row. Now, biro o shape ma, kana le dot hai. Momo hope and is that now is that now is that you can come back to your place, okay? Go that way, not this way, go that way. Go out that way. You can come back to this place. Go that way. Say a little pomone chichabe, supervise a little bit. Needed entertain me. Just to be quiet. Stay in the middle. Yeah. Some of you can come here. You come inside. Come here. I know you. I know you. Come here. You can call your friend so that you can see. Come here.
Sendem si bila. Nene. Dada, come here, come here. You can come here, come here. Dali, pet lebrao. Lala, come on, come on, come here, come on. Okay. One row up here, one row you can maybe. Okay. That can you? Yes, okay. Time technician.
Middle row, so we can go to the middle row here. It's okay now.
Yeah, come.
Shall we start the video?
Just one second. Just one. There's the queue. Papa, come here. Three of you. Three, four of you. Come here. Come here. Come to the stage. Take off your shoes and come. Take off your shoes and come. Come here, okay. Sit down here. We're going to watch this. Okay. Okay, attention please. Thank you. We're going to watch this tally, okay? And later we're going to discuss this. Just like this. Yeah, we can start aside.
To be honest, when I first took my mindfulness class, I didn't really understand it. Because, you know, you hear about those like philosophical ideas.
They're talking about mindfulness meditation.
It has no relevance to you. So I just wasn't paying attention at all. I was just like talking to my friends and doing whatever. And then like the second mindfulness class, I actually found it really, really helpful. And I started to use it in day-to-day life, like my brother, my homework.
Once you've done your homework, you just need a break. So you can't just lie down and sleep. It only takes like 10 minutes, so it's enough just to relax your brain.
So mindfulness is essentially about attention, and it's about being able to attend to whatever we choose to attend to and inhibit things that come into mind.
I'd say my best definition of mindfulness, it's not about developing fantastic meditative skills that you can sit for 3 hours and not engage in the world, but actually that allow you to recognize that emotional states are able to be controlled.
I'm a clinical psychologist by training. One of the things that is most striking about teaching mindfulness classes, I teach them within the NHS to people with recurrent depression, is it's incredibly energizing. So there's a lot of enthusiasm around mindfulness. There's interest in the media, there's interest in Westminster, right the way throughout the system. And what we're trying to do at the Universities of Oxford and Exeter and Bangor and other places is begin to make sure that some of the really fundamental questions we have around mindfulness are underpinned by good science. Last year what we did was we ran a feasibility study with 522 young people in secondary schools. And what we found was that levels of stress and low-grade depressive symptoms went down in those who received the mindfulness training compared to the control groups. And what was most interesting about this study was at the time of greatest stress in the exam period, the difference between the mindfulness schools and the non-mindfulness schools became larger. So see, people seem to be able to use the mindfulness most at times of greatest stress.
When you know that it actually works, you will actually do it to try and help you. You won't just be doing it because you're told to. It's just another thing that you learn that can help you. Like, you know, when you first learn maths, you know, an equation, it helps you for your test. Or when you first learn science, it helps you for this, helps you for that. So I think this was an all-rounder and it helped you for everything.
You never realise how actually loud and, like, noisy your life is. You're constantly talking, someone's shouting somewhere. You just take a step back and realise, wow, how have I been doing this for so long?
In mindfulness, we were texting each other, dot B.
The dot stands for stop, and the B stands for, like, just be yourself, be in the moment, you know, and also breathe. Mindful actual texting your friends, so you don't have to say stop, read B, you just say, you know, dot B, which I think is quite smart to do. So, like, when your friends are saying, oh, I forgot to do my homework, you can just say dot B.
They love going home and teaching their parents about what they've learned. Mindfulness has been very well received among staff and teachers within the school, within the academy.
The next step is we will need schools to help us roll out mindfulness interventions in schools.
I would say to schools who've heard about mindfulness and are considering introducing it, don't start with a blanket approach. That starting with staff will prove its worth, and sharing that with children becomes much more natural.
As a child, I was incredibly anxious. I would have minor panic attacks about spelling tests. I would dread school, and I would find it difficult to sleep, quite highly strung as an 8-year-old. Luckily, I've grown out of that quite a bit, but also mindfulness has played a huge part in that, being able to just unwind me from the ball of stress that I allow myself to become, to think, right, take a moment, it's not that bad, it's going to be okay. So having that as a child in school would have done wonders for me, I think.
Okay, this is about how to keep calm, and we're going to be doing this in practice a few moments later. The video is how schools in England, how they do this, how they practice. But this is okay, this is a story. This is a story, so we're going to listen to this. This is how someone, okay, has a lot of worry, and then how he overcome this pain, watching his breathing, okay?
Click that subscribe button for more. I Am Peace, a book of mindfulness by Susan Verde, art by Peter H. Reynolds. There are times when I worry about what might happen next and what happened before. The thoughts in my head are like rushing water, and I feel like a boat with no anchor. Being carried away. I give myself a moment, I take a breath, and then I tell myself, it's all right. I feel the ground beneath my feet and steady myself. And start to notice the here and the now. My thoughts begin to settle. My mind begins to clear. I am peace. I can watch my worries gently pop and disappear. I let things go. I can say what I feel inside out loud. I know myself. I can share kindness with others. I make a difference. I can hug a tree and thank it for its beauty and strength. I connect to nature. I can watch the clouds make shapes against the sky. I know wonder. I can taste and smell and touch and hear and see what is all around me. I use my senses. I can feel my breath fill my whole body. I tune into me. Now the water is still. I have found my anchor. And everything is all right. I don't need to worry about before or after. I am in this moment. I am peace. Now I share my peace with others and hope that it is carried away to those who need it. And I dream we are peace. Thanks for joining me today. Please like this video and subscribe to my channel. Click the bell next to the subscribe button to be notified of new books. See you soon.
Okay, give applause. Thank you. Please return to your seat, okay? We're going to walk around this story. Okay. Sali di Chichabe, Pomoni Chichabe. Okay. Hello. Attention, please. We are going to be doing a few things together, okay? A few things together. The first thing is, we are going to be doing some meditation like in the video clip. This is how to keep calm, okay? When you have do you have exam now? Maybe you don't have exam now. Good. Lucky. Okay. But when you grow older, you're going to have exams. When you grow older, you're going to have exams, okay? And you will have to worry about your exam and all that. So what you can do is to sit like to sit. What you can do is to sit like Buddha, very calm. We can do this for 1 minute, for 2 minutes. If you can do this, you're going to be very cool. Okay? This one. So, because we don't have a lot of time, I'm going to be starting with this, okay? I want to ask you how long you want to meditate. Is it 3 minutes or 5 minutes? 5 minutes. What about this way? Thank you. I can see, okay, more 5 minutes. I can see some 3 minutes also. Okay. Can we compromise? Can we compromise? Okay, we do four, okay? Thank you. We do four. We compromise. Okay, everyone, can you stay quiet, please? Okay. You have to sit still. Keep your body upright, straight. Okay, upright. Just look ahead, okay? Look ahead. And your palms on top of each other. Put your palms, okay, on top of each other. And put them on your lap. And your hand, your feet on the ground. Your feet on the ground, okay? Together, your feet on the ground together like this. If you sit on a chair like this, okay? This is a sign of being composed and concentrated. Okay? Your hands together. Your hands together. And your feet together. And now pay attention to your breathing. You can lightly close your eyes. You can lightly close your eyes. Then pay attention to your breathing. As you breathe in, you can feel the air going in. As you breathe out, the air coming out. So when you breathe in, you can count 1, 2, 3. When you breathe out, you count once again, 1, 2, 3, and you go on breathing in. You count in your mind, 1, 2, 3. Breathing out, 1, 2, 3. So you keep counting your breathing, feeling the air going in and coming out. The touch of the air. Relax, okay? Relax your body. No need to be tense. Just take it easy. Okay, 4 minutes. Continue focusing on your breathing in and out. counting 1, 2, 3 for each breath. Okay, it's 4 minutes now. Well done, everyone. Thank you. I want to ask you, okay, if you remember listening to a story last time from this one, two princes, okay, one very good boy, and the other his cousin, naughty one. And the naughty one shot down a swan. Who remembered this? Okay. We are going to read this again, and we are going to relate to the new story that you have just watched earlier. Okay, two stories together. I'd like to ask a few volunteers, three for this, to come here and read this story. Who would volunteer to read? Okay, I got three of you over there. I take two and one boy here. And for one second, I think we have more. Okay, I have five people for this because many... three girls over there, and you, okay. This is for one book, and we have some more. How many is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Wow, a lot of volunteers. Can you come here? Maybe I have more. Maybe two more here. Two more. We're going to work on this story. This story is a long one. Two more. Here. Okay. This one and that. Come here. Yeah, you can also come. Okay. The rest, okay, I call you later, okay? I call you later. How about this? Each one, we read one paragraph. Would that be okay? Yeah, until there, and you start with the title. With the title, you also show people the picture. Okay.
The kind prince. While the new baby was still very young, his mother, Queen Maya, died. Shortly before she passed away, the queen said to her sister, "Soon I shall not be able to take care of my baby anymore. Dear sister, after I have gone, please look after my Siddhartha for me."
Siddhartha.
Siddhartha
is, in Burmese we call it Siddhartha Mintha. You know who is Siddhartha Mintha? Yes, who is he? The Buddha. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Okay. Next. Who is next? Okay. Dada, come here. After you are done, come here.
Her sister promised that she would. She loved the little prince very much and brought him up as if he were her own child.
Can you show the picture to the class? A little bit high to me, a little bit high. Yes, you can see. Okay. Maybe you can walk around a little bit, one more round and come back. Yes, I know. Okay, thank you. Please come back. Thank you. Who is next? Okay. You come this way. You're done. Okay. You help her. You help her to hold the book. You help her.
The prince grew into a bright, handsome, and kind-hearted boy. His father, the king, arranged for him to be educated by the best teachers in the kingdom. And very quickly, he showed his remarkable intelligence. After the first few days of classes, the teachers reported to the king. "Your Majesty," they said, "the prince does not need us anymore. After only a few lessons, he has learned everything we have to teach him. In fact, he has taught us a few things that we ourselves never knew before."
Okay, now next one. The next. You can help her to hold the book and help each other.
Hearing this, the king's pride in his son grew even greater. "With his intelligence, my son will certainly grow up to be a wise and powerful king," he thought. And this made the king very happy.
But there was something else about this boy and was even more remarkable than his intelligence. He had a kind, gentle, and loving nature. The rest of his younger playmates enjoyed the rough and tumble games of small children or pretended they were soldiers and fought with one another. But Prince Siddhartha.
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 Yes.
Quietly spent most of his time alone. He loved the small animals that lived in the palace gardens and became friendly with them all. The animals knew that. The prince would never hurt them, so they were not afraid of him.
Yes.
Even the wild animals who would run away if anyone else came near to greet the prince when he entered the garden. They approached him fearlessly and ate from his hand and the food he always brought with him for them.
Thank you. Okay, the next one.
One day, as the prince was sitting in the garden, a flock of white swans flew overhead. Suddenly, an arrow shot up into the air, striking one of them. It fell out of the sky and landed at the prince's feet. The arrow still stuck into his wing. "Oh, you poor swan," said the top whispered as he gently picked up an wounded bird. "Do not be afraid. I shall take care of you. Here, let me remove the arrow." Then with one hand, he gently stroked the bird, calming its fear. With his other hand, he slowly pulled up the painful arrow. The prince was carrying a special lotion with him and softly rubbed it into the bird's wing, all the time speaking in a low, pleasant voice so that the swan would not become afraid. Finally, he took off his own silk shirt and wrapped it around the bird to keep it warm. After a short time, another young boy came running into the garden. It was the prince's cousin, Devadatta. He was carrying a bow and some arrows, and he was very excited.
Siddhartha,
he shouted. "Great news, I got a swan. You should have seen me. I hit it with my first shot. It fell down somewhere near here. Help me look for it." Then Devadatta noticed one of his arrows with blood still on its tip, lying on the ground near Siddhartha's feet. Looking closer, he saw that the prince was holding something in his arms and realized that it was the swan he was searching for. "It. Hey, you took my swan," he yelled. "Give it back to me. I shot and it's mine." Devadatta grabbed at the bird, but the prince held onto it, keeping his angry cousin from even touching the injured creature. "I found this bird lying here bleeding," the prince said firmly, "and I don't plan to give it to anyone while it is still wounded."
It's your turn now. Tata, come this way. Or you can sit here. You can sit here. Okay. Those of you who have already finished. Okay. Just one second. Let me check how many more we have. Until the end. Okay. Three of you. Can I have three more? Three more to join me? Okay. Okay, you can come. Yes, please go ahead.
"Back is my shall deliver again. It shall is far as square and you stole it from me. Give it back or I'll take it back." The two boys stole around like this for some time. The prince was getting angrier and angrier, but Siddhartha refused to give him to the swan. Finally, the prince said, want to grow up, have a growth like this. This is it in country. In front of a group of white people, each one is playing the story of whatever that the white people decide who is right. I think you and I should do the same.
Which one?
Devadatta
did not like this idea very much. But because it was the only way he could ever get the swan back, he agreed. So the two of them went to the palace and appeared in front of the king and his ministers. The people at court smiled at each other when they heard what these two children wanted to think. They said that they want to take up our time over a mere bird. But the king said both
Siddhartha
and Devadatta and are royal princes, and I am glad they brought their quarrel to us. I think it is very important that as future rulers they become used to the ways of this court. Let the trial begin.
Thank you. Next one.
So, in turn, each of the boys described what happened. Then the ministers tried to decide which boy was right, should therefore have the swan. Some thought Devadatta should the bird, therefore it should belong to him. Others thought Siddhartha found the swan, therefore it should belong to him. And for a long time, the ministers talked and argued about the case.
Okay.
Finally, the court became a very old man whom no one remember ever seeing before. But because he looked so wise, they told him the story of the boys and their swan. After listening to what they had to say, he declared, "Everyone values his or her life more than anything else in the world. Therefore, I think that the swan belongs to the person who tries to save its life, not to the person who tried to take its life away. Give that swan to Siddhartha."
Thank you, Siddhartha.
Everyone agreed that what the wise man said was true, so they decided to let the prince keep the swan. Later, when the king tried to find the old man and reward for his wisdom, he was nowhere to be found. "This is very strange," the king thought. "I wonder where he came from and where he went." But no one knew. This was just one of the many unusual things that happened concerning the prince. So many people thought he must be a special child indeed.
Thank you. You're going to read the next book, okay? The next book. Now, so far, the story goes, okay, there is a disagreement between two boys. They are cousins, okay? One is Prince Siddhartha, okay? Prince Siddhartha, you already know, is the Buddha. And his cousin, what's the name of his cousin? Devadatta, very good. And what was the quarrel about? What they were quarreling about? About the bird, okay? The cousin, Devadatta, he shot at the bird and the bird got injured and fell down. But Prince Siddhartha, he ran faster, so he grabbed the bird. And what did he do? What did he do after, yes?
He took the arrow from the bird
and like he hold a bird in his hands.
Very gently. And he did something else.
He brought a lotion.
Yes.
He brought his special lotion and like he rubbed the lotion to his like wounded area for the bird.
What the prince did was he took the arrow out and put the special lotion on his
wound. That's a medicine, a kind of medicine, okay, to heal the bird, okay? Thank you, thank you. So this is the quarrel between the two. And they couldn't agree who should have this injured bird. So they decided to go to the court for a decision. And who should have this, in your opinion? Prince Siddhartha and Prince Devadatta, who should have it? Who should have it?
Prince Siddhartha.
Can you explain that? And why?
Because he healed it so that he should get it, not the one who took his... took the swan's life.
Okay, thank you. To me.
Prince Siddhartha, because he helped the swan.
Because he helped the swan, okay. Baba, you want to say something? Come here.
I think Prince Siddhartha will help, because he's so kind.
He's so kind, thank you. The decision of the court is that the swan is still alive. Okay, it's still alive. Life belongs to someone who saves it, not someone who destroys it, who is trying to destroy it. So who, Prince Siddhartha and Prince Devadatta, who is trying to destroy the bird and who is trying to save the bird?
Devadatta was trying to kill the swan, but Prince Devadatta saved the swan's life.
Exactly, thank you. So it's very clear. So who is the kind prince?
Prince Devadatta.
Prince Siddhartha. Thank you, thank you. Everyone, you got the message. Now, that's to show that the Buddha was very kind to animals and very kind to people, okay? He doesn't bully people. He doesn't harm them like that. So this is the story from this book. But we are going to relate it to this one. Sometime when you have many children in the school, in your class, many students, and if people actually don't actually like you, they don't want to be friend with you. That actually hurts you. That actually hurts you. You feel lonely sometimes. Okay, you feel sad. You feel very upset about that. So when that kind of happen, how you can you know, give yourself some encouragement? Okay, how you can become peaceful again? This is the book we are going to read. This can you start this? You can look at the class and read this. Look at the. Yes, yes. You can start from the title.
I Am Peace, A Book of Mindfulness, by Susan Verdi, art by Peter H. Reynolds. There are times when I worry about what might happen next and what happened before.
One more.
The thoughts in my head are like rushing water.
Okay.
And I feel like a boat with no anchor.
A boat with no anchor.
Being carried away.
You get carried away by what? By your worry. Okay.
I give myself a moment, I take a breath, and then I tell myself it's all right.
Okay. This is when you have a lot of worry, what you have to do is you give yourself a moment and you take a breath. Come on. I hear.
I feel the ground beneath my feet and steady myself. And start to notice the here and the now. My thoughts begin to settle, my mind begins to clear. I am peace.
Okay.
I can watch my worries gently pop and disappear. I let things go. I can say what I feel inside out loud. I know myself. I can share kindness with others. I make a difference.
Okay. He am someone who can share kindness with others. You want to read? I need one more, just one more person. Okay. Okay. I come to you, okay? You want to read? You can read one paragraph. I'm sorry, okay, we only have pictures, no more lines to read. Okay, I'm sorry. So, you can see the boy here with his hand stretched like this, okay? Very balanced. Can you see? His hand very balanced. This is what we say, a calm and kind person. Someone who is not balanced, that one is shaky. Okay? And Prince Siddhartha and Prince Devadatta, who is balanced and who is shaky?
Prince Siddhartha is balanced and Prince Devadatta is shaky.
How do you know from the story? How do you know?
Because Prince Siddhartha is very calm.
Yes. This is one thing very important because he's very calm. Another one, there's another point.
And he doesn't hurt anyone.
He doesn't hurt anyone. That means he is very kind. So this book talks about kindness. Okay. Look, he is kind to the birds. He gives food to the birds. And Prince Siddhartha, he was trying to save the birds and he was very kind to animals also. Okay. So now, you can go back to your seat. We are going to do some drawing. We are going to do some coloring, okay? We are going to color. The photocopy, where's the photocopy? The soup, and where's the photocopy? The photocopy? Not in the same place he's doing here. No, you go to the he's here.
Yeah, if someone want water, you can ask here, over there. Uh-huh. Water, drinking water.
Okay, you can start coloring if you have some colors. If you don't have, what we are going to do? Huh? I don't think you have enough colors, but can you share? Can you share some color? Maybe you can color with your pencil and your pen. Color pencil. Mia, Billy. I'm going to be showing this around, okay? You just picture in your mind. This is the original one. This one. Okay. This is let me look at here. This is the original one. This one. Look at here. It's this one. He's in the water. Okay, it's okay. This is the original color. This one. This one. It doesn't have to exactly like this. Color pencil. Sally, some color pencil here. Some color pencil. This is the color, the original color. It's okay, whichever color you put. This is the original color. This one. This is the one. It's okay, whichever color you put in, it's okay. It's okay. You can use your imagination, okay? It doesn't matter which color, okay? Any color will do. Any color will do. Yeah. You brought your own color. Huh? Oh, very nice. You brought your own color. Very good. Here, you can see? This is the original color. You can use any color. It will be okay. Use your imagination, okay? Hello, attention please, attention, hello, just one second. second, attention please. Can you write down your name and today's date, okay? Your name and today's date as well. The dance is the dance is like him. The dance is not the part through the dance out. Well, yeah, be so in it. I drank Ucha like being at the run, which I can be at the run through like. Can you check? Already. Can I thank you more? Okay. Okay. The bed. Good. Beautiful. Wonderful. Oh. Okay, attention please. Attention please. Attention please. Okay, we are done with the coloring, okay? We are going to offer flowers and water to the Buddha statue, okay? The people at the back are coming first. They're coming first. There will be some people to supervise you over there. Pomona is here already in the Chichabi. So come in line, okay, nicely. Form a line. Form a line nicely and please. Sabi. Eh? La nevi. Achei, ne. Look, man, look.
Hello. Please, attention, please. Let me share how to offer the flower to the Buddha. Yeah. If we take one flower from there, look at Xiali. Xiali will take a flower and she will offer to the Buddha.
Sit down.
And if it, when after row, please stop. Yeah, three row, please stop. Yeah, please wait. Silent, please. Attention, please. Hey. After she doing, hello, Babia. Hello.
country. Two, three. Slow and gentle breathing. Slow and gentle. Slow and now think about the kind prince, Prince Siddhartha, who knows himself, who knows being he is. Animals, peace. Slow and gentle. For the in-breath, three, four, okay, thank you. It's 2 minutes now. I just want to ask you some question. I think I got 3 questions as well. Where are the 3 questions I got earlier? I just would like to freshen your memory. We have 2 princes, okay? One is naughty, the other is kind. Who is the name of the naughty prince? Prince Devadatta. Who is the kind prince? Yes.
Siddhartha.
Thank you. Very good. I know you all got this answer. We need to remember this because only if you are at peace, you can be kind. And if you are kind, then you can be at peace. These 2 ideas, you cannot separate them. Prince Siddhartha, he was kind to animals. Okay, you can see in where are our books. You can see in this book, this is about the kind prince who became a Buddha. Okay, he was kind. And in this book, he is peaceful. So these 2 together, when we put 2 things together, 1 + 1, we got a kind and peaceful prince. I got 3 questions. Someone has given this question. Can the Buddha fly like Superman? And why? This one, I leave it to you, okay? I leave it to you. Because in Harry Potter, to tell you, I think some of you maybe you have been to my place in Oxford. I live in the same place, in the same street like Harry Potter. Okay? And my book, my PhD thesis was published by the same publisher like Harry Potter. That's Bloomsbury. Okay? But I don't know Harry Potter. I don't know. But I know the shop where they sell those things, Harry Potter. But if you ever come, if you ever visit me in England, in Oxford, so I take you there. I know Harry Potter, he flies, and I can show you where he flies. Okay? And I think the Buddha might have done that sometime, but he doesn't encourage other people to do that. He encouraged people to develop their brain. Okay? So if you want to be a good follower of the Buddha, what you have to do, you have to develop your brain. Your brain. I think I have one book called Buddha's Brain. Where is Buddha's Brain? This one. You can see this book is called Buddha's Brain. This is what the Buddha wants you to do. Buddha's Brain. You can note down the name of the book, Buddha's Brain. Okay? You can go and show them over there. The second. The second question is there any bullying among the monks when the Buddha was alive? There was a group of six monks, okay? They came from a certain family, group of six. They usually bully other people. And they would get told of for that, okay? Question number three. Are the monks hungry at dinner times?
Yes, of course. Because they can eat lunch or dinner at the when the time is over 12, they can't eat anything. They can only drink.
Thank you. So if the monks are hungry, they can have some toffee, they can have some sweet. Okay? But they cannot have too much because they will get sick. Okay? They can get sick if you eat too much sugar, too much candy, you can get diabetes. Okay? So for each candy you eat, you have to take one fruit, one apple like that. Okay, thank you everyone today for being very good boy and good girl. Okay, thank you. Now you can go. Maybe just one second. Which row is going first? Okay, at the back. Be patient, okay? Patience is very important.